Are you ready for Christmas? There are some people that start asking me that question in November, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I have not even begun to think about Christmas. And I think when people ask that question, starting in November right through to the day of Christmas, December 25th, I think that what people are asking is, have you put up all your Christmas decorations? No. Have you finished your Christmas shopping? No. Have you mailed your Christmas cards? No. Have you put on your calendar all the places you're supposed to go? Yeah, I have a couple of those on the calendar. Are you ready for Christmas? For here? Maybe. For home? Not necessarily. And I find that we find ourselves coming and going so much leading up to Christmas. You know, we call it the Christmas rush. And sometimes the Christmas season becomes very hectic, and because of that, we tend to forget the true reason for the season. You see, when I ask the question to you, are you ready for Christmas, I'm asking about more than your activities. What I'm actually asking you is about your heart. You know, because every once in a while, I hear someone that will say, I just can't get into the Christmas spirit. And maybe you have said that yourself. And with that in mind, I want to think once again about what Christmas really means. Christmas says that God became a human being. God expressed his love by living among us, walking among us, and talking to us. And that's the meaning behind Christmas. But what are the right heart attitudes that we should have so that Christmas can really happen in our lives? So what I want to do today for the next few minutes is take a look at Matthew chapter 1, if you have your Bibles with you. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, he did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home to be his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. You know, I like Joseph. He doesn't necessarily stand out in the spotlight for very long, and we don't actually know a whole lot about him, his life. But Joseph can teach us a lot about attitudes. He can teach us a lot about heart attitudes. And that's what I want to look at today. The first thing I noticed with Joseph is that he teaches us to be ready to accept God's will, whatever it might be. Be ready to accept God's will, whatever it might be. Joseph was open to the will and to the leading of God. Just put yourself in his position for a minute. Joseph thought his life was going pretty well planned. You know, he was pledged to be married, which means that he and Mary more than likely had set out all their plans for their wedding and made all the necessary arrangements, and the wedding ceremony was soon to take place. Joseph knew that he was going to marry Mary, and that they would settle down in Nazareth. He would continue his craft of carpentry, and they would live together happily ever after. But then Mary came to him and said, "Joseph, I am expecting a baby." That must have hit him like a bombshell. He thought that Mary loved him as much as he loved her, but now apparently she had been unfaithful to him. He knew the child wasn't his, so the only conclusion was that she had been unfaithful. She had broken the bond that existed between them. And according to the law, at that time, Mary should have been stoned to death. But Joseph loved her so much, he didn't want that. So he decided, as the scripture says, to divorce her quietly. And as he was thinking this through and, you know, just pondering, you know, what is he going to do? His heart shattered. An angel came to Joseph in a dream and said, in effect, this to him: "Joseph, trust God. He is in this. You may not understand all that is happening, but trust God and everything will be all right." Joseph, to me, it's pretty clear that Joseph was a man of faith. But sometimes it's hard to live by faith. Anybody ever have that struggle? Sometimes it's hard to live by faith. If God always does what we expect him to do, then maybe, you know, in those times, we do find it easy to have faith. But when God doesn't do what we expect, when things turn out different than we had anticipated, then I think that sometimes we find faith a little bit of a struggle. Well, Joseph trusted God, even though he must have had a list of questions for God, you know, 100 questions long. He trusted God because he believed that God's will was best. We cry out like Joseph must have cried out, "God, how can this be?" But like Joseph, we hear a still small voice from God saying, "Trust me. Trust me." God's ways are not always our ways. Can anybody else attest to that? Knowing that in your own life that your ways don't necessarily always line up with God's ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and we may never understand everything that God is doing on this side of heaven, but God says to us today, "Trust me. Trust me. It will all work out." Paul wrote in Romans 8 and 28, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Trust. Joseph trusted God, and we need to learn to trust him too. Amen? Yes. So secondly, the second thing that Joseph teaches us is this: we need to learn to care about other people. You know, Joseph's assignment was a pretty simple one, and that is the way we often portray him in our Christmas presentations, like we saw this morning. You know, little Nathaniel just sitting there. All attention was on Mary and the baby, undoubtedly. You know, and in pageants, you got excuse me. What was that? We got the shepherds, you know, over on this side of the platform. And then on this side, we've got the little drummer boy. Oh, I don't think he was actually there. Or the three wise men. Ooh, I don't think they were there yet either. Then you've got all the animals, you know, they were in a manger, in a barn. What do you call it? Farmers? Stable, yes. And, you know, you could just imagine the scene that we see on Christmas cards and in movies. You know, there's Mary, and then Joseph is kind of standing off to the side in the background. His role is a little bit more subdued. His is not a starring role in this story, but his part is so, so important. His task is this. This is it. Take care of Mary and the baby Jesus. That was his role. In the midst of all of the people who were there on that day, in the midst of them all is the Christ child in the manger. Christmas comes once a year, and this season probably causes us to be a little bit more sensitive to the needs of others. There's so much that needs to be done that we often find ourselves, sometimes we find ourselves frustrated, but still we try. We push through. One way that we can show a little bit of care over this Christmas season is by 20 of you today picking up one of the blessing bags that are sitting in the foyer. Back in October, we had Sucktober collection where we asked you to contribute socks and toiletry items and a whole bunch of things. The bags have been put together now, and they're out there in the foyer. And I challenge you to pick one up and keep it with you. Keep it in your backpack or keep it in your car. And when you see somebody, you know, you're traveling downtown, if you see somebody, give it to them. Show a little bit of care. We set this up so that you can just have an opportunity to bless somebody this Christmas season. So take advantage of that today. The blessing bags. Christmas came to Joseph because he cared for Mary and Jesus. And you know what? It'll come for us when we learn to care for others too. So thirdly, what we can glean from Joseph in this portion of scripture is that he gave. Joseph learned to give whatever he had to give. He didn't know that after Jesus was born that he would have to take Mary and the baby into Egypt. He didn't know that. He didn't know that he would be separated from his hometown and his loved ones there in Egypt for a very long time. He didn't know that all the demands that would be made on his time and on his pocketbook. There was so much that he didn't know that he would have to give, but whatever God asked of him, Joseph freely gave. And that's what Christmas is, isn't it? When God gave himself, Christmas happened. When Joseph gave himself, Christmas happened. There's nothing wrong with us giving gifts. I like a good gift, don't you? There's nothing wrong with giving gifts. But the greatest gift that we can give is love. You can have my life. You can have my life. That is what God says to us at Christmas. You can have me. I give myself to you. That is still the greatest gift of all. So are you ready for Christmas? I don't know if you'll be able to get all your shopping done, especially the men who wait until the last minute on Christmas Eve. I didn't say that. I don't know if you'll be able to get all your shopping done or not. I don't know if you will be able to attend all of the events that you want to attend or have been invited to attend. But I do hope that you are ready in your heart attitude. I hope that you're ready for the real spirit of Christmas to come. Because if you are ready for that, it'll happen. It'll happen in the greatest way of all. Jesus stands before us today, inviting us to make an important decision about our lives and about eternity. Jesus extends his nail-pierced hands to you this morning, and he says, I have given my all for you. Will you give your all to me? Would you close your eyes for a moment, please? I think some of you might need to have a decision made this morning. Have you received Jesus as your greatest gift? You know, at this time of the year, we're celebrating Christmas, his birth, but that is just the beginning of his life here. A few months down the road, we'll be focusing in on his death and his resurrection, and it all comes together in a story of redemption. Jesus came to die for you. If you've never taken the opportunity to acknowledge that in your heart, you know, maybe you're hearing that for the first time. Maybe it's really hitting you for the first time why we celebrate Christmas. And if you would like to receive Jesus as your Savior this morning, would you just put your hand up for me and I'll pray for you? If you would like to invite Jesus into your life for the very first time, would you do that for me this morning? Put up your hand and I'll pray for you. If you are a follower of Jesus, but you've not been following, you know, if you feel that, oh man, I've just not been walking right with God. I just need to get my life realigned with him. I just need to make a recommitment today. You know, you can do that here this morning too. If that's you, if you'd like to make a recommitment to Jesus, would you put up your hand this morning and I'll pray for you? Yes, thank you. I see that hand. Anybody else? He is waiting for you. Anybody else? Father, you know the hearts of every person in this room, whether they've raised their hands or not. You know where everybody's heart attitude is in relation to you. So, Father, for this one who's raised her hand for a rededication, Father, I just ask that you would come in and that you would reveal yourself, Father, that from this day forward, there would be forward motion, that there would be a walking with you that becomes strong and focused and determined to stay on that path. And Father, help us to come alongside to be the disciples that we need to be. And Father, I pray for each one of us in this room, Lord, that God, I know Christmas is coming and we've got so much to do and everything that occupies our minds. Father, that we would be able to push through that and have a heart attitude that is in a place of worship, in a place where we're focusing in on you at this season. Father, I ask your hand of blessing on each one in the room today. And Father, we're going to go and have our fellowship time together at Meet and Mingle. God, I just pray a blessing on the food. God, I just thank you for each one of my church family. I love them. They are precious to me, to my heart. Bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.